So I invite you to find a posture that's comfortable and, if possible, upright at the same time. So take a moment to find that posture. How can I be upright and comfortable, alert and comfortable at the same time? And then tuning into that posture, really allowing yourself to feel that posture. Feeling the contact points of your feet with the ground and the contact points of your legs and buttocks with the chair or cushion. And also the contact of your hands with each other or your legs. So really sensing that you are sitting here. Allowing yourself to switch from doing and thinking to being and sensing. And it could be that your mind is very busy at this moment. And then that's okay. You can just notice there's thinking. And then come back to sensing. Noticing how your body is this morning. Maybe it's still a little sleepy or tired or a bit stiff, or maybe even you notice some tensions. Just becoming aware. And if you like, you can bring a gentle smile to your lips, which helps on two levels. One, it can help you shift to a more relaxing mode. And two, it's also a symbol of how we approach things with kindness, gentleness. So noticing your body, approaching it with this gentle curiosity, and allowing things to be exactly as they are. Also noticing how the mind is doing this morning. Is it very busy? Is it a bit anxious or impatient or restless? And again, just noticing with a welcoming attitude. That's okay. Can be. And whenever you're ready, I would like you now to invite a picture in your mind, which is a picture of a mountain. And that can be a memory of a mountain you have seen in your vacation or in your childhood. Can also be a mountain that you saw on social media or television, or a mountain you're just making up for now. See if it can be a big mountain, not just a little hill, but a rather big mountain, maybe even imagining that the top is covered with snow or through clouds. And looking at it, where do the trees stop? How does it look like right now in your imagination? Is it a mountain in winter or summertime? Is the sun shining on it? Or is it snowing or raining? And noticing the majesty of this mountain, maybe even its beauty. And noticing how this mountain is enduring many things, different seasons. In the summer, can be very hot and dry. But this mountain itself does not move 1 centimeter. It remains firmly grounded, steady. And in the fall, there might be winds, heavy rain, maybe thunderstorms going over the mountain. But again, the mountain is in its core untouched by these weathers. And in the winter, snow is covering the mountain. The animals are looking for a place to hide. So again, the surface changes, but the core of the mountain remains steady. Stable, untouched. And finally, in spring, when the snow is melting, the animals are coming out again. Flowers are starting to blossom. Again, the mountain remains untouched. It doesn't move. Steady and stable. And see if you can now connect to the qualities of the mountain. And if you like, you can do that by imagining that you are becoming the mountain itself. But if you find that difficult, you can also simply visualize the image of the mountain and connect to its qualities. If you like to try to even become the mountain, you could imagine that your legs and buttocks are the core, are in touch with the ground, and your arms and trunk are the sides of the mountain, and your head is the top, reaching into the sky. And you might want to breathe with this mountain. So you're becoming a breathing mountain. Or just visualizing this mountain. Also, seeing how the light changes on the mountain in the morning. And then the sun gets higher. Everything is very bright on the mountain. Then in the evening, the sun goes down. And then the night falls. And you can see the stars and the moon shining on the mountain. So all those different lights and weathers are moving over this mountain, rain and winds and sun and heat and cold. And just like you, your life is tested by the seasons of your emotions. Sometimes anger, fear, joy, different weathers are passing, coming and going. But just like the mountain, you remain untouched in your core. You can connect to these steadying qualities of the mountain. And you can do that, if you like, through your posture. This groundedness of your posture. And through the image of the steadiness of the mountain. Untouched by praise or criticism. Steady in your core. And noticing how that feels like in your body. Feeling steady like a mountain. And how it feels like in your mind. If there is an emotion with this image, is it calm? Is it relief? Is it strength, fierceness? What kind of emotion can you connect to? As you picture the mountain undergoing all those changes, just like you. And you're sitting here steady and strong, able to cope with whatever life throws at you. With calm and strength. And if you like, you can also picture the sky above the mountain, which could be a symbol of the wideness of your awareness. Everything can be there. Your head is reaching out into the sky of awareness, and there is space for everything. There's a wideness. Thoughts can come and go like clouds on the sky. Your awareness is vast. And open. So if you like, you can connect to these two qualities of steadiness and openness. And notice how that feels like in your body and in your mind. I'm just sitting here, breathing mountain, with an open and wide awareness, steadily anchored in the ground, like the mountain. Taking a final deep breath. Thank you.